Meeting with a delegation of county and municipal officials from Taiwan, Zhang Zhijun, head of the State Council's Taiwan Affairs Office, says the mainland side remains determined to stick to the 1992 consensus, which affirms both sides of the Taiwan Strait belong to one China.
We will continue to adhere to the political basis of the 1992 consensus under the new situation, firmly oppose and curb Taiwan independence, and promote exchanges and cooperation in various fields, including those between cities and counties across the straits, so as to solve the practical problems for the compatriots and to promote the integrated economic and social development on both sides of the strait.
Zhang Zhijun has told the local leaders that by continuing to ignore the 1992 consensus, the island's leadership is only hurting itself.
We all expressed the common wish that a hard-won result of the peaceful development of the cross-strait relations made since 2008 should be protected with meticulous care, instead of being spoiled as a result of the change of the political situation in Taiwan.
Taiwan leader Tsai Ing-wen and her Democratic Progressive Party administration have refused to recognize the 1992 consensus. This lack of recognition has prompted Beijing to cut back direct contact between the two sides, which mainland authorities say is undermining the political foundations the two sides have established through the years. Tourism, in particular, has taken a hit this year. Street demonstrations took place in Taipei last week, with people in Taiwan's service industry calling on the island's administration to take steps to restore better ties with the mainland. Mainland tourism is down by around 30% in recent months amid the tensions between the two sides. The 8-person delegation of county and municipal officials from Taiwan are on the mainland to try to promote tourism opportunities. The Taiwan Affairs Office says all 8 of those officials support recognizing the 1992 consensus. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.